Hey, good morning, Dr. Chodesh. This past week's staff is Daf Ches in Maseches Pesachim. Let's see the more last line on that final days. We'll learn this first piece a little bit. The more starts at the bottom of that Zayin on the base. Bottom line, Tona Bonon, Ein Boikin, Loy Lo Hachamo. That when one makes a bedika, you can't use the light of the sun, Loy Lo Havono, not the light of the moon, but Loy Lo Havuko. And one may not use the light of a torch. El Lo Haner has to be the light of a ner, one flame. Because the light of a ner, a singular flame, is yofel abdika. That's something which is good for abdika. Like we saw already in the Gemara before, the Gemara locates in the pasuk a search being done with ner. Now this braisa says over here, Ein boikin loy l'or hachamo l'havono. So we'll see the Gemara over here. The Gemara talks about a few halachas over here. The braisa talks about or hachamo. So this is the first. The Gemara right away after the Gemara tells us the source. The Gemara says, "Hi or hachamo." Where is it that we're thinking to make a search with the light of the sun? If we're talking about you're in a chotzer and you want to check a chotzer, being that a chotzer is open so the sunlight comes in, that's why one might have wanted to use that. And on that the brass is saying that no, you can't use the or the light from the sun. Rava says that a chotzer, a courtyard, an open area, doesn't need bedik at all. Because birds are constantly found there, and we could assume that any chametz that's there will be eaten by the birds. So it's not necessary to make a bedik in the first place. So it can't be that the Brais is telling us that were you to want to use the light of the sun in a chotzer, you can't. Because bedik has to be done with a ner. That can't be it. Bedik is not necessary at all. Elo b'achsadru. That more says, not talking about a chotzer, but talking about an achsadru. And on that thing, more says, ha'omar rovo achsadru lo'oyer nevdekes. And that thing, more says, it's true in an achsadru. It's an area which has, you know, some kind of roof, but it's open on the side, so the light comes in well. On that thing, Mora says, but that can't be, because Rava says that an achsadru could be used. In that case, the light that comes in could be used for the bedika. Therefore, Mora says, la'tzricha la'arubo, la'arubo b'cheder. Must be talking about that we're in a room, but there's a window, and the sunlight comes in through the window. And that's what we're coming to say, that you can't use the sunlight for the bedika. And I think more asks, Udeheicha. Which part of the room are we talking about that you can't use the sunlight? Ila b'hadiya rubo hainrach sadru. If it's the area in the room which is directly opposite the window, the sunlight comes directly there. Hainu achsadru, the Gemara says over here that would be similar to that of an achsadru, which Rava said that one could use the light of the sun. Elo letzdodim. This is Maskaran's Gemara, that when the Brais has said that one can't use the light of the sun for bedika, we're talking about when the sun is coming through an open window, open hole, open spat that comes in. But we're talking about the place which is not directly opposite, so the light which is coming in is not directly shining on it. That's what it's stardom on the sides. And that's what the Bryce is saying, that one might have thought that just like you could use the sunlight for the spot which is opposite where the window is, the sunlight is coming straight in. And that the Bryce is telling us that no, that if being that it's not directly, it's stardom, it's off to the side, over there, one has to use the light of an air.
Why is the Gemara talking about this in Gansan? We just finished a few dafim that it or means Lila. So it's nothing to do with sun.
Let's look at the Mishnah again. The Mishnah uses that word to describe when, right? But there's something else, right? The Mishnah also says, sorry for the when, Ola Bo Osir is the when.
Yeah.
Then the Mishnah continues, Boikinis HaChomets, we search the Chomets, L'or HaNer, right? So it talks about Ner, right? What we're using, right? This is a new point, right? Aside from that, right? So this Braisa is elaborating on that, what we're using, right? And that's what the Braisa means over here, right? The light, right? When we're using some kind of light in order to make the search, right?
But we already said it's night.
Well, okay, now I'm going to get to that point in a minute, yes. Right? Of course, right? Because obviously, if you're using the sunlight, right, it's not the night. So that's what we want to get to. That's a good point. So let's just see over here the Rashi on this Gemara, then we'll get to this point that you're touching on. Yeah, the top Rashi over there. Meisha or haner yochel abdika. Rashi tells us lekamei mefarish ma'amal yusim me'avuka. Rashi explains to us why, in what way is a ner better than avuka? We would have thought that avuka is a torch. I mean, you have a number of flames working together. Or later on tells us certain problems which could come out of the avuka. Lo'oiro nevdekes, lo'oir shalo nevdekes. This is the Gemara, and the Gemara says, din of achsadro. Rava says, lo'oir nevdekes, lo'oir shalo nevdekes, ve'ein sof lo'hovi lo'oir haner belayla, ela boidko bayoin. It's not necessary to use the ner. Ela boitko bayoyim. This Rashi would seem to be saying that one may be boitig it by day. We'll see. We'll see in a minute about that. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, trying to figure out when is it that you can't use the sunlight, the Gemara talks about Narubu Shebecheder. And we have a window, something that the light comes in into a room. So that the Gemara said, well, which part of the room? Udehecha, Rashi, Udehecha. Beizem mokom becheder, which place in this room, loisagilo, it's not sufficient, loor haruba, to use the light which comes through the window. Inem lo lahadi haruba, zok Rashi, if we mean even the part of the room which is directly opposite the window, neged hachor mamish, directly opposite the whole. Why not? This definitely should have the same mile as an achsadra. It's like an achsadra. So if achsadra should work, we don't see why this should be any different. The Gemara says, let's throw them shalchor. These are the sides of the hole, the areas which are on the side. The sun doesn't directly come there. Now, like the question we've mentioned before, that if we're using the sunlight, it's obviously in during the day. So, which day is this? Isn't Bedika supposed to be done at night? So, if you look, there's a Ran over here. Whoever has the Ran. Actually, Ran is in a previous sugya. Ran brings from the Rishonim which talk in this sugi here, but the Ran, we can see it, is over here on Daf Aleph on the base in the Dapei Harif. Right? Second side of the first Daf in the Rif. See? You see what that is? Page 2 in the here, just one page over. Right, over there. Yeah. Now, if you look over here, it's the third wide line. It starts, Divrei Maaseh Ve'ikaman De'Omer. Ve'ikaman De'Omer. Ve'ikaman De'Omer Shebo Lahaktim Livdeik B'Yimel Sherashoy. The Ran brings, and he says, there is a Shitas Rishayinim, Baal Hamor, who says that even though the Mishnah talks about Boikin Nesachomets on Orli Yedalit, the night of Yedalit is the time to make the Bedika, there is a Shita who holds, Imbo Lahaktim Livda Bigimel, if someone wants to make the Bedika earlier than that, on the day of Yigimel, Shemashoy, it's Mutter. For who should give the Glohaner? Provided, see, it's during the daytime right now, fine, you could do that, but the only condition that has to be met is that you have to use a ner, you have to use a candle. Shafil b'yom tzorech or haner, because even during the day, which you have light of the sun, you need to use a ner. Kedesanya ein boikin loyla or hachamo. Like the Braisa says, the Braisa is talking about during the day, and the Braisa is saying that, but you can't use the sunlight. Right? So you see, the Braisa is apparently talking about a certain day over here, a day, and the only problem with that is the form of light. You shouldn't use the sun, but if you're using a candle, and you could. V'amir lo b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi actually asked this question. V'chiyesh Chamo Belailo. The Rishami asks, what are we talking about? You can't use the sunlight. Right? This question that we're asking over here. Isn't B'dik supposed to be done at night? And if it's only at night, so then there's no sun. So what's the issue over here to use the sunlight? And that Rishami can is, Hada Omra Afil B'yam Tzorch B'dik Al Or Haner. On that, so obviously we're talking about during the day. And if so, the Yerushalmi says that you see from over here that if one makes a bedika, it has to be, even during the day, you have to use l'or haner. Now the Ran continues, Hilkoch kitana ein boikin l'or hachamo el l'or haner. Therefore, this at the Braisa tells us not to use the sun. But you have to use Ohaner Misukmo Oisha Ovar Vlebodak Lel Yidalid, one of two possibilities. Either a person who missed the right time, so now he's being Baidik Biyoim Yidalid, he has to use an air. Oisha Bol Lahakdim Biyigimel, or someone that wants to do it earlier on Yidgimel. Vachain Das Horaz Halevi Zal, and this is the view of the Baal Hamor, Rabbi Nezrachi Halevi, in our sugi, the Baal Hamor in our sugi, maybe we'll see it in a minute, says that. So what we have over here is that we have a Brais in our sugi, which talks about making Bedika during the daytime, and the Brais says that you can't use the sun. You can't use the sun. You have to use an air. So it would imply that there is a situation where you're making a bedikah during the day, and it's okay as long as you're using an air. The Ran says over from Baal Hamor that this is referring to Yom Yigimel also. Right? Yom Yigimel. If a person wants to make the bedikah, wants to make it earlier, he can make the bedikah on Yom Yigimel, provided that he uses an air. On that, the Ran says, Veles. But that's not true. The Hosam B'Yerushalmi Mashma Sheimbo Lahaktim B'Yom Yagimel Ein Rashoy. He says, on the contrary, if you look in the context of the Yerushalmi, it would seem to imply otherwise, that if a person wants to make the Bedikah earlier, he can't. Darmian Hosam, the Yerushalmi over there says, V'Lomim B'Laylam, why was the night picked? Omar Rabbi Yosi She'im B'Dikah Saner Yofa El B'Laylam. On that, the Yerushalmi says that the usage of an air works well only at night. And furthermore, the Yerushalmi says, "Mevuas ha'afelim mahu lebeitchan betchila b'yoyim l'or haner." Let's say, okay, fine. You're telling me that we want to make the bdika at night because then the light of the candle works well. Well, what about if you have an area which is dark even during the day, right? The sunlight doesn't get there. Mavuos ha'afelim, right? Alleyways which are dark. So over there, using the usage of a candle will work well even during the day. Mavuos ha'afelim ma'al ba'itim b'tchila b'yayim l'or ha'ner. On that, the Yishami says, Milehain d'rabbonon omru shurago loikimo d'minhar b'lelyo minhar b'yimomo. That Yishami says that Rabbanan say an interesting thing, that there's a difference even in a place which is dark, but the effect that a candle, an air, has during the day is different than that of night. Right? We might have thought, you know, it's all depend on dark. Once it's dark, it's all the same. No, apparently there's a difference. And if during the daytime, if the sun is shining outside, even the sun is not reaching this spot, the effect of an air is different than that if it would be at night, if it was dark because of the night. So we see from this, the Ran is bringing from this Yerushalmi, that you see over here that even if you have a dark spot that you're not supposed to make a bedika during the day, even if you want to use a candle, hilkach, Rav Nachman. So therefore, what he's heading at is therefore there can't be a halacha that you could make the bedika if you want on Yom Yud Gimel, provided that you use a candle. Because like I'm saying over here, a candle doesn't do the proper job during the day. So you wouldn't be allowed to lechatchila do it now instead of tonight. Hilkach Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Hachi Ka'omer. This is going on this Gemara over here. Right, when the Gemara originally, in this Gemara Daf on over here on Daf Gimel, so here this is what the Gemara over there wanted to know, why are we making the Bedika so far back? Remember, this Gemara was Rizu Makdimin, and that was Gemara's issue over here. Make it in the morning, why at night? So Nachman Yitzchak said, "B'shosh mi'al mitzuyim b'tehin, v'or haner yof l'bdik." Right, these were the two points that he mentioned over here. So the Ran is getting back, and he's saying, "This is Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, 'Hacham b'shosh mi'al mitzuyim b'tehin, shnehem pnuyim.' That there's a double condition over here. First of all, it has to be a time that people are found in the house, that they're pnuyim, that they're not busy with other things. U'v'shosh or haner yof l'bdik." And at a time that the light of the candle works well to help us make the bedika. Not like we just saw from the Yishalmi, that the or of the ner shines better at night than the day, even in a dark spot. Therefore, if someone wants to make a bdika earlier on Yom Gimel or Haner, it's not permitted. Not permitted. So we seem to have over here a question: how to learn the Brayis of Nagamor, which talks about making a bdika with the sunlight. So Agamor discusses what you're making the bdika on, right? Which, what kind of room, where. That's what Agamor discusses. Right? Maskanas Agamor comes out that if you have a window which lets in the sun, you can't use the sunlight for bedika stodim on the side. The question that the Rishonim over here are discussing is that when is this taking place? All right, a bedika bayoyim. When is that so? The Ran brings machlokes in the Rishonim that this might be on Yom Yud Gimel, because what the Brayis would be saying over here is the time is not the problem. The Brayis is just telling us what to make the bedika with. So not the Brayis says you can't make a bedika with the Or HaChama. Granted that you're talking, you're during the day, and as far as the daytime, it's fine. The Brayis is just telling them make sure that you use an air. That's what the Baal HaMor seems to take out of Agamora. On that, most Rishonim argue on that, And they say, definitely not. And we have Mashmois in the Yerushalmi. All the Yerushalmi talk about that our sugi itself would seem to be, right? The Lushainis and the Gemara over here, would seem to imply by night. Akoponim, they say, therefore, what the Brayis is talking about, if someone didn't make the Bedika, right, it's a mission later on, if someone missed the Bedika on Lel Yadal, that was the proper time. So now, he didn't do it, so now he's in a Bedeva situation, so now he has to make a Bedika. That's what the Brayis is discussing about using the Chama, using the sun.
But does apply to the, so we discussed the example of the person who's leaving before Yodalit and he's going to be renting a place out. So if he's going to go and do the Bedika and he can't do it at night, that wouldn't also apply a Bedieved situation during the day, or it's only on Yodalit during the day?
Well, what's happening? A person's leaving and he doesn't have a chance to do it at night?
Yeah, he's leaving on the 13th, so he needs to do it on the... I guess you could do it on the 12th at night.
Right. I mean, right. So that's when he should be doing it at night.
Like this is his last chance.
Yeah.
Yom of Yudalad.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
But it wouldn't apply to the Yom of previous day.
So. Yeah. Right. Unless for some reason, you know, someone finds himself stuck that, you know, he thought he was going to be here last night and today is, you know, such thing. But generally, like you're saying, you always have a night to deal with.
Does
the
Rana have any gifts in the Baal
Hamor?
Our Baal Hamor mentions
the matching of the Gimel. So our Baal Hamor, right, it's not so clear in the Baal Hamor. If you look in the Baal Hamor, it's over here.
Is it Hamor HaKata?
Right, Hamor HaKata. See, he's dealing over here like this. The Baal Hamor says like this. Loi Tema Hanamili B'Gimbal. You see where it is over here?
Daf Dal
Lamanav? Daf Dal on the bottom. Hamor HaKata. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, over there, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. The Brayis says, Ein Boikin Lora. So the Baal Hamor says like this, Loi Tema, one should not explain Hanemi Lebi Yigimel, that the Brayis says, don't use the sun, is because you're making the Bidik at the wrong time. Hanemi Lebi Yigimel, Sheyesh Livdik Leil Arba Osar. Right? The Baal Hamor is dealing with a possible explanation of the Brayis. That the reason why you shouldn't use Chama is not so much because Chama is a problem. The problem is that you're by day, and you're not supposed to make the Bedika during the daytime. It's supposed to be at night. That's what the Baal Hamor seems to be bavarning, such a thing. Loi Tema Hanamil B'Gimu. The problem of Chama is the problem that you're in the daytime. That you're supposed to make a bedik on your dalit, right? Let hanim be gimu sheish levek b'leil abba osur. And if that was the problem, so we're only talking about your gimel. But according to that, it would seem to be that on the 14th you wouldn't have that problem. He's coming to say el afilu be your dalit, that even on your dalit, the din is that ain boikin. Now, it seems to me that the Ran understood from him over here that Yudgimel and Yudalid have the same din. That just like on Yudalid, you can make the Bedika with a Ner, so to Yudgimel, you can make the Bedika with the Ner. And the Baal Hamor over here is just discussing whether we're excluding Yom Yudgimel or even Yom Yudalid. And that the Baal Hamor says, even Yom Yudalid. But it would seem to me over here that they both have the same din. That you can't use these two times, you can't use it. Why? Because that light can't be used. That's the problem, right? It's not the date, but it's the light. So if that's therefore it would follow that as long as you're using the ner, the candle, you're okay. even on your gimel.
Bidet.
Yeah. That seems to be where the Ran took out of this, out of his Baal HaMor.
Certainly at the end, where he's masbid the Rishami, he's masbid Afka in the case of Avraham Levodak. Just the Ran is saying it's a Vuadin.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Ran was saying about us over here, right? From the Baal HaMor. Right. 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 I hear what's bothering you. Right? It's bothered me also. Right? I wouldn't have gone away from this Baal HaMor with that. Yeah.
So even if you do it on your gimel, you have to do it by day. But with a nair.
Yeah. Now this is only according to this Baal HaMor that was saying over, but according to the other Rishonim, even if you do it on your gimel with a nair, you gotta redo it. Right? That's what they're saying, right? That you can't. If the only time that using an air by yom will help is if you missed it and you're only on your dalet, right? That's. But the Rishonim are arguing on you gimel. You have time later, right? Right. I'm talking about it, right? The question is, could you be makdim, right? Could I make it early if I want? Right. More convenient for me to do it. You gimel, right? You know. So that's the question over here. I'll make it earlier. Could I do it then? So that's what the Baal HaMor, the Ram brings, that he holds it for. You know, the Braisa is only conditioning that you use in there. If you use in there, it's okay. Right? That means lechatchil, you could do it on Yom Yud Gimel with an air. And that the Ram is bringing from all of Yishayim that they argue on him, and you can't. Therefore, we're one to do that. You got to do it again tonight. Right? The only time that there's an issue of making a Badika by Yom is if you missed it. Right? For whatever reason, the person missed Lel Yedalid, so that's the halacha, that the bedikah still has to be made, even though it's by Yom. And on that, the Braisa is saying that you have to use Oner.
And if a person has two or three houses in different cities, and he can't get to all of them Lel Yedalid, so like Binyamin was asking, could you do it before, as long as you know nobody's locked up?
I mean, could possibly. See, really supposed to get a shliach. That's what you should do, right? Have people to do if you want, and then the right time.
Do it the right time,
right?
But if you can't get a shliach,
and you can do it yourself by traveling.
Yeah.
Traveling around, so probably you should do it earlier at night. That's probably right. You know, if you know that, right? You know,
yeah.
You're traveling, you can't make it to all the year.
So yeah, unless he can't make it. In one night to two houses.
So,
three houses,
right, so start earlier. That's what I would think.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would think.
So,
I have to ask your
local
basic. Right? But,
right?
You know, if that's the situation, it's one person, he doesn't have anyone to do it for him, the particular chatchil is supposed to be by night.
Right? So if he didn't Lail Yud Gimel, he did it by night. He can't get to both. One's too far for him to travel.
Right, right. So he should do it by night. That's what I, yeah. That's
a
what
night
I think.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maisa, you would think that's what a lot of people had to do. Yerushalayim was like, Rukalim, you know, they had to take a little time to travel. Probably wasn't there.
You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Right. Probably was very, very much. See, the yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now let's see over here. We could see over here this last piece of Gemara over here.
This Rashi was saying. Oh,
yeah.
Here.
Right, right. So that Rashi over there. Right. So what are you hearing that Rashi? The halacha over here. The Braisa talks about an achsadra that you could use it. You could make the bedika for or, right? Rashi says, "Lo erne dekes, lo oshel ne dekes, ve'ein sorch lohavi lo or haner belayla ella boit kubayim." Rashi would imply that there is a din of bedika bayim. Right, that Rashi.
And not like the other Shem, the Ran and the Balma were learning with haner, right?
No, not by Achsadra.
No,
Achsadra, the Gemara says clearly, right? You don't need an air, right?
And they were talking about other. They were talking about stam, not abayis. They're talking about
now. See this over here, right? The light of an achsad. It's boikah bayayim. This you could do bayayim. You don't need the whole din there. Wasn't said over there, right? We're really discussing by something which needs an heir. Right? That was that's our issue over here. Aleph M Shom Halach Dalit. Oh, I'm sorry, Bays. I'm looking for this. Yeah. The way the Mechaber brings the Halacha, Habdika Tzach Tzeh Le'or Haner, Le'olay Le'or Halvona, Ve'im Ovar V'lay Bodak Le'yu Dalid. Yeah, he brings, like the Ran says, that the discussion of Chamo is only Im Ovar V'lay Bodak Le'yu Dalid. If he didn't make the B'dik at the proper time, and now it's Yom Yudalid, now he shouldn't rely on the sunlight, Ela L'or Haner. On that, the Mechaber says, V'achsadro, Sh'eri Rav, Im Bodak L'or Hachamo, Dayay. That's sufficient. What din k'neged arubah shebecheder? That's the Gemara. That has the same din. So something. So there seems to be certain things that the sunlight is sufficient. Something which goes into the category of achsadro, which is a place that has direct sunlight. So over there, there's no need for an air in the first place. And once that's so you could use the sunlight. Rashi says, "Ain tzach lahavi lo or haner b'laylo ela boitka b'yayim." Right? I mean, there is a little issue over here that wasn't Lila also set up the fact that b'nei adam ha-metzuyim over there. The Gemara mentioned such a thing. Akapon, but that's this thing over here. The ikrasha that we were discussing over here was a place. A place that needs ner, could you use a ner by yom? Right, that was what we discussed over here. But there are places that don't need a ner in the first place. So that's what Rashi's saying, boitka by yom. Now, let's just see if we quickly chap around this last piece of Gemara over here. The Mishnah over here talks about a bedik and a marativ in a wine cellar, we'll call it, a place where wine is stored. Right? Barrels are piled up, barrels fill the entire floor, and barrels are piled up, one on top of the other, to the roof. This is what the Mishnah talks about. Machlokes Beisil by Shammai, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a place that one does not bring chometz, it's not necessary to do a bdika. And that does include, like the Gemara says, a wine cellar. Provided, like, it's the kind of thing that people don't enter during the meal. You know, you get your wine before the meal, or you bring your barrels up to the house as a place where you store it in the house. So you're never going to go down there during the meal. However, that if the situation is such that someone, the shamish, the person who's serving during the meal, takes care of the food, will go down into there if the wine gets used in the middle of the meal. So that's considered a place that's machnis mechamis, and that's machnis b'tel b'shamay. Now that's possible that he walked down there while he's eating with a piece of bread, whatever it is, and when he came to get the barrel, possibly he left it there by mistake. That's why it's considered a place that's machnis mechomets. That's what the Mishnah means. this that there was a discussion about a bedika in a martev is talking about such a martev that chametz is possibly brought there. It means that people enter there during the meal. Now, how do you make the bedika? It's not necessary to make bedika the entire area. That's the machanis. Beishamai and Beishur is happening called martev. Beishamai says two rows that these rows cover the whole martev. I'm not so clear what this means. The machlokes and more, we'll get to there. Beis Hillel Omrim Shtei Shuros Achitzeinu Shein Al Yonis. Beis Hillel argues, but he says, no, that's not what we're doing. We're checking the two outer rows, which are the upper rows, which is also machlokes and more what this means. Okay, let's see if we can get to here quickly. The Gemara says as follows. Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shuros. See this piece of Gemara?
Yeah.
We're discussing Beis Shammai Shita right now. Rabbi Huda says that the two rows that we're talking about are from the floor, from the floor to the roof. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Shura Achas, Kimin Gam. That the Shtei Shuros that we're talking about over here is that it's a row, like an L-shaped row. Rashi explains the two shittas as follows. Let's see the Rashi in Rabbi Yehuda. Shtei Shuros Sha'omru. See this Rashi over here? Shtei Shuros Sha'omru Beishama min ha'oretz v'ad shmei kairu. The two rows of barrels that were being boidik, looking around it to see if there's any chometz, it's on the floor to the roof. The way of people who store wine, they set up the barrels, rows. First, they fill up the whole floor area with barrels. And then they put one barrel on top of another barrel. Kishuris tachtonis, just like the bottom level, they make a number of those levels out of here till the roof. Va'ami Beis Shammai she'oisin Shtei Shuros chitzonos oiso sheroya es ha'pesach al pnei reichav kol ha'martiv. Beis Shammai says that these two rows that are outer rows that are opposite the doorway al pnei reichav kol ha'martiv v'hashuro shel ha'achareo and the one afterwards sorach livdek min ha'oretz Adatikru. Beishamai Shita Koint Rabbi Yehuda is when you enter the door, right, through the doorway, right, and you see row, top row, second row, all the way down. So this, the whole outer area, right, is the row, the first row that we're talking about, right? All the barrels basically which are facing you, and the second one after that, right? All the barrels. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yechanan says, the next Rashi, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Shtei Shush on Beis Shammai, He Shura Chitzein Me'oretz V'aratikro. True, that's the first one, is the one that you see, that you see directly. But the second one that you make, V'choyzer Boide Kol Chove Yisal Yoynes, Al Pnei Orko V'roch B'shal Ma'atif. That he's arguing that the second row, according to Beis Shammai, is not the one that's right behind it from the floor to the roof, but it's the one that goes along the ceiling. Right? Kmin Gam. Right? That's this letter that we're talking about over here. So the Shuros, according to Beis Shammai, according to this, are really, it's a row which is really made up of all the rows of the barrel of barrels. Right? Let's say we have a 10 by 10. That's right on the bottom, on the floor. Right? 10 by 10 barrels. So according to Beis Shammai, your row is 100 barrels. Right? According to Beis Shammai. Right? One row of 100 here and that's the other one behind, another 100. According to Rabbi Yechanan, maybe it's 90 because, you know, it's the same Right? They share, you know, one common thing. Right? But that's the role that we're talking about according to Beis Shammai is 100 barrels. Now, Beis Hillel Shita, the Gemara continues, Beis Hillel Oymim Shtei Shuris Achitzene Shein El Yoynes. According to Beis Hillel, two rows, two outer rows, which are the upper rows. This is Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rav, El Yoyno V'Shalamata Himena. According to Rav, like the Rishonim explained, that according to Rav, really what we're talking about is just that upper one. So when you walk into the room and you follow the barrels up to the ceiling, so it's that those 10 barrels over here, which are directly in front of you, under the ceiling, that's the first row that we're talking about. So according to the Beis Hillel row, the row that we're talking about is just only 10 barrels. V'shalmata emena, and the one directly underneath it. That's all that you have to check. U'shmul Omar, El Yoyna v'shalifin emena. Shmuel says that true, that first one, I agree, but it's not the one underneath, but it's the one that's behind. This is how most Rishonim learn Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in general. Beis Shammai is talking about a 100-barrel row. And it's Beis Machlekes, which one is it? You know, which two are they? Is it this whole thing and the one behind it? Or this whole one and the one that's directly under this, everything which is under the ceiling? And Beis Hillel holds that the rows that we're talking about is a 10-barrel row, it's one across. And therefore, the two rows that we're talking about is that top one and one underneath or the one behind. Now the Gemara explains the Dika Rav and Shmuel. Tosis talks about this if you want to look a bit over there. Just want to speak out this thing over here. Machlokes Rishonim had a paskin. Interesting. General, the halacha is Rav and Shmuel halacha is like Rav. Be'isure. Right, that's the klal in the psoch, we paskin like Rav. But in this Gemara over here, the Gemara says as follows. If you look on the bottom line, Rav Chia Toni Kavosei de Rav. Rav Chia learnt like Rav. V'kul Tanoi Tonu Kavosei de Shmuel. But all the other Tanoim, all other Brises seem to say in Beis Hillel Shito like Shmuel. V'hichsa Kavosei de Shmuel. And Aloche is like Shmuel. If you look on the side, there seems to be a question whether the Gur is like this in the Gemara, because most of the Paiskim, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Rosh, they all passed like Rav. So it's actually Machlekes and Rishonim, LaHalacha, how you're passing. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in this Halacha, actually in the Bir Halacha, so the Mechaber Paskins, Mechaber Paskins like the Shittas Rambam, the Yad, the Rosh. Ein tzorach liv dagel shura hoyoyna v'acheres lemata himena. Which is Rav's explanation of Beis Hillel. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here da ki mechaber sozon ka Rambam v'Rosh v'chem kamkin das v'ne yoyna smag. Right, it's not such a clear thing amongst the Poiskim, or Chizchaim brings from the Geoinim, Ritzgeis, Ben Ephraim, like Shmuel. And he brings that, so it's not so simple to rely on this, being that there are many other poskim who are passing like Rav, and it would sound like he's saying that we should be chayish, and therefore the halacha taka should satisfy both shittas. That's what it looked like from what the Chofetz Chaim is saying over here. Therefore, if anyone has a wine cellar or something like that, maybe we can be ma'ayin into this, whether one could rely on the psaka of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Like Rav, because there are many other places who passed like Shmuel, and Gemara itself, right? Kenzan is mashed like that. There's maybe gears in the Gemara passed like Shmuel.